Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
You do better, you should get in the ring.
Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you
know, dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus. Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Fresh is best, and you won't find fresher than San Filippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at the historic Columbus Produce Market, 4561 East 5th Avenue in Bay 10 between Hamilton and Yearly. It's where you'll find fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, brown Amish eggs, Greek and Italian olive oil, Joseph's gourmet pasta, and much more, including Ohio homegrown produce. So get the freshest of the fresh at San Filippo's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident, but if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993.
Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-219-8793 to get your free copy now. 877-219-8793. 877-219-8793.
This is what happens when Mike Malloy is on.
Have we become a nation of ghouls? The newspaper and television headlines scream, Bin Laden killed. People take to the streets to scream the same thing while dancing and shrieking the national anthem. Justice served? We gave the Nazi high command trials, guilty verdicts, and execution. Celebrate Bin Laden's death? I'll pass.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Weekday mornings from 3 to 6 a.m. right here on AM 1580 WVKO.
Meatpackers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. for the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.19 a pound. Deli sliced baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, $5.99. And beef chuck roast is just $3.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meatpackers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpackers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
And good morning, Columbus. You're listening to Radio Outlook, Great Local Babylon Talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
And I'm a fly on the wall. No explanation.
No. Well, it's better than that the midget that comes in and beats you up.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy Kimmelberg. Yeah, yeah. He's a piece of work.
If you haven't had a chance to pick up this month's issue of Outlook, it's like my
Wiring there and see if
hello.
Okay, that sounds better.
Does it?
Mm?
Is that better?
Mm?
It's still a little tinny.
Mm-hmm. I think it's your voice, actually.
I am Robot Chris.
Chris Hayes, the robot. We have a guest in the studio.
We do. Rodney Wilson from the Red Cross is here with us. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
He forgot what we told him about the microphone.
No, he did good. I can hear him.
I have to be real close.
Real close.
Okay.
Yes. Next door neighbor to our studio.
He's a handsome man.
He's a good
He's dating
fella.
A doctor, he tells us. Lucky him, his mom is so proud.
No, we already talked about that. No personal.
Oh, so, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Michael's working on 2 hours of sleep, so his memory is about zero. Anyways, if you haven't picked up this issue of Outlook, it is on the stands. It is our poli-sci issue.
That reminds me. Give me 1 second.
See, I knew it was going to be a whole day of interruptions. A whole day. Anyways, it is our poli-sci issue, so we talk everything politics, plus our endorsements are in there. So
no, I happen to see one of the little... By the way, stop leaving stuff around the studio. I saw that in one of the pieces you did in your newspaper.
Our other publication, Live
which
Local
is
Columbus.
Full glossy, by the way. Speaking of former members of the crew, mm-hmm. You signed off yours in goofy, grassrootsy Columbusness. I like that very much.
Oh, well, it's our goofy grassroots guidebook to Columbus, the Live Local Live, which is also on the stands. And we'll be coming out with our holiday guide on November 15th. So if you need advertising, call Chad Fry.
Excellent. Chad Fry.
Oh, Chad Fry. Should we talk about Chad Fry for a minute?
No, but I always like to talk about Chad Fry.
Chad Fry, who is also a host on the show, is being detained this weekend at drunk camp.
Chad Fry. Love him.
Yep. Everyone's lesson, do not drink and drive.
Should we talk about this Stephen Colbert thing?
Oh, yeah.
Rodney, you're going to love this. All right. I might have to fill in a few.
Give us the premise.
All right. It's a television thing, so at a couple of moments during this thing, I'm going to have to fill in a few details.
Okay.
But otherwise, you're going to love it.
All right.
I've been a fighter pilot. I've run for president. I've been an astronaut. I fought a minotaur. I've seen things that would blow your mind. But this changes everything. On tonight's edition of This Changes Everything, you've heard a lot about Obama.
I think President Obama is dangerous.
He's a socialist who believes in the redistribution of wealth.
He doesn't believe that there's a fundamental right to have a handgun.
He studied the Quran in Indonesia at a Muslim school.
He'll kill us all.
But what you're about to hear will change everything. From deep inside long-term parking in Portland, Oregon, one brave patriot is about to expose the truth.
There's a man walking in a parking lot. A la Deep
My
Throat.
My name is Andrew DiBisciago. I am a lawyer in private practice in Washington State. I have a Juris Doctor and also a certificate in environmental and natural resources law.
He's also crazy.
I earned a Bachelor of Science in Advanced Math and Operations Research.
Great.
I earned two additional graduate degrees in environmental law and planning.
Any special skills?
Well,
anything.
I was the first American child to teleport. Teleport.
That's right. In 1967, Andrew was the first of over 100 children enrolled in Project Pegasus, the government's top secret space-time program.
I teleported, I estimate, approximately 40 times between New Jersey and New Mexico in about 3 seconds.
But these jump rooms later teleported Andrew even further.
The location the jump rooms were taking us to was Mars.
The Red Planet. And wait till you hear who Andrew traveled with.
Barack H. Obama.
The President of the United States.
Several times I went to Mars in the jump room with him, and I was present on the surface with him and others.
Meaning Obama has a secret Martian past. A secret past protected by a conspiracy of silence that goes all the way to the EPA and the desk of Carol Browner, former head of the EPA, Obama's friend and climate czar.
I ran the EPA for 8 years. I worked with the best scientists in the world. Teleportation's not real.
Oh, really? We found an expert who backs up Andrew's claims.
William Shatner.
Are you rolling? I happen to know that teleportation is not real.
Captain, please explain.
You have an electrical nodule. It's emanating energy. You put a molecule here. You have a nodule of the opposite, positive, negative. That molecule goes like, you know how you send you press send and you're and the molecule appears on the other nodule.
So we know teleportation is real. As for Andrew's claim that Obama participated in the Mars program, that has now been confirmed by someone who was there. Andrew.
At one point during that summer, he was my roommate. And you don't forget your roommate when you're enrolled in a secret space program for the CIA.
No, you don't forget your roommate. So why won't Obama admit his and his roommate's secret Martian past? For answers, we turn to Jerome Corsi, investigator and author of Where's the Birth Certificate? I sat down for an exclusive interview with Mr. Corsi by watching a video he posted on YouTube.
Surprisingly, in a bunch of pictures that everyone's seen of Obama when he was in college, he was wearing a wedding ring.
But why?
This is a homosexual symbol for women to stay away because he's
Chris,
married
can you speak
same-sex
to that,
marriage to his roommate boyfriend.
I don't even understand what they're saying.
The only possible conclusion, Obama was gay married to Andrew on Mars. Yes, Mars, a planet named for the most fabulous of the gods, and one that the gays have been openly singing about for years.
Here's Elton John.
Are they the kind of place to raise a kid?
David Bowie.
Which explains why NASA named the Mars rover.
It swings both ways,
Curiosity.
By the way.
Yeah.
a good vibe.
And I think it's something that President Obama should be proud of and should reveal to the American people.
I confronted Obama's co-conspirator with the evidence of his space gayness.
You know what? We're done. We're done with this interview. You've asked all the ridiculous questions you're going to ask of me. I'm done. I'm not answering anymore. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's space gay.
And now that that's in the open, who knows what other hidden secret of amazing long-distance travel will be revealed next.
Priceline.com gives you the great deal. So that is another fact, but that's not hidden. That is promoted. That is, we desire the audience to know that Priceline.com
Will the fact that Barack Obama is a gaystronaut affect the election? It's too soon to tell. One thing we do know is this changes everything.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around and begins to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. No, no.
He's space gay.
Oh, gaystronaut. I hadn't heard that one before. That's upsetting. I wanted to be the first gay to get married on Mars.
On Mars? Yeah. Okay, all right.
I know.
Wow.
Chris is... the news here is Chris wants to be married.
Well, you've known
on
that.
On Mars or otherwise.
Well, yeah. Anywhere. Wherever it can be legal. That's why we do what we do.
On Mars, I don't... I'm not sure there's jurisdiction... established on Mars.
Yeah, do we have interplanetary law yet?
No.
Anything? Mm-hmm. What about the moon? I mean, we've been to the moon. Is there any regulations for the moon?
I don't believe there's any jurisdiction established on the moon either.
What if one astronaut
So you could be married
killed.
On the moon or Mars.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Hmm. Maybe we'll get married on the moon and honeymoon in Mars.
You and I? Not going to happen.
Not you and me.
Not going to happen.
Maybe me and Veronica, but not me and you.
Nope. I've told you this many times before, but for those of you new in the room, Rodney, I'm the token straight guy here, okay? So I can't make this any plainer.
That you keep thinking that I want you is the mystery to me.
You were the one talking about getting married.
I know, but I never quantified it with you. I mean, if you want...
Make yourself
let's
clear.
Let's get on with the show. How
yeah,
about
let's
that?
Do.
All right. So we have Rodney Wilson.
Because you're boring me.
I know. From the American Red Cross that is here with us today. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For those people, I mean, everyone's familiar with the term Red Cross and with the term of blood, but give us a general overview about what the Red Cross is today.
Oh, that's a loaded question. You know, if you're not familiar with the American Red Cross, let me just give you a little overview. The American Red Cross was started in 1881 by Clara Barton. A little history lesson there.
Yeah.
Basically, to prevent, prepare for, and respond to emergency situations. Clara Barton founded the Red Cross during the Civil War when she saw soldiers injured on the battlefield. They needed help. And there was no neutral organization or neutral individuals or party that can go in there and help those people. That's why she started the Red Cross. There was somebody in need, and somebody neutral needed to go in and help them. So she founded the Red Cross on these principles of being a neutral organization that helps anybody in need. After the Civil War, that developed into responding to any type of emergency situation. So what you see today is the Red Cross responding to earthquakes, responding to floods, house fires, any type of natural disaster. You know, the earthquake in Haiti, the tsunami that was in Southeast Asia. The Red Cross is all over the globe. It, pretty much every country in the world has a Red Cross. And we're committed to responding to those situations and helping people in need in a neutral capacity.
Very good. Now, the American, how do the Red Cross branches work together? And are they like local franchises? Are they American? Because you have the American Red Cross, you say that.
Sure,
and
sure.
You have, like, you know.
There's, well, the Red Cross, there's the International Red Cross. So basically every country has a Red Cross. The American Red Cross is a member agency of the International Red Cross. And we all coordinate efforts internationally for those international disasters like the ones I mentioned.
And in some areas of the world, the Red Cross does not actually have a cross as a symbol. There is also a crescent moon.
Yes.
That is the symbol of the Red Cross organization in Muslim countries,
correct,
for example.
Yes. In some Muslim countries, they see the cross as a religious symbol. They wanted to use a crescent image rather than a cross. So the International Red Cross is actually called the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. So all together, we work together around the globe, responding to like the tsunami in Southeast Asia. We're able to coordinate with other countries. And then domestically in our country, we do have a national headquarters that's located in Washington, D.C. And there are local chapters basically in every county across the country. From coast to coast, you have a local Red Cross just down the street.
Yeah.
And they're responsible for responding locally, but they also coordinate with the national headquarters.
We're right next door, actually.
Yes, they are the neighbors to WVKO.
Yeah, we are.
We're actually our studio sitting in their old call center. What kind of funding does the Red Cross, what is your budget? Do you know?
Well, I don't know the budget in terms of numbers, but I can tell you that when the Red Cross was created by Clara Barton, there really wasn't any funding. And within the early part of the 1900s, the Red Cross received an official charter from the United States Congress. Congress recognized you play a critical role in helping people in need, and we're going to charter you to do that. We need you to do that. But the Red Cross does not receive any government funding. So we're essentially responsible to respond to emergency situations, but we receive no government funding. So when you see emergency services being carried out, that is all done by generously donated dollars. People who donate money to the Red Cross out of generosity.
Right.
That's where the dollars come from.
And do you guys do grants too? Is there grant writing and all that?
Sure. You know, for any type of way that we can secure funding for programs or, disaster relief, usually it's those mega disasters after, September 11th or after Hurricane Katrina. That's when we see an influx of donations, people wanting to help those major disasters. But really, there are what you might consider a more minor disaster every single day. It's somebody's house burning down. That may not be a disaster to a whole city, but to one family, that is a major disaster. And on average, just locally in Central Ohio, the Red Cross responds to 1 to 2 house fires a night.
Oh, wow.
Every single day of the year. So it takes a lot of money to do that. When we respond to house fires, we're sending volunteers, and basically we care for the well-being of those individuals. They've just lost their house. So the Red Cross makes sure they have a place to stay. If they don't, we put them up in a hotel. We give them a care kit. So they don't obviously have any clothes, so we give them clothes. We give them hygiene products. We give them, they don't have soap. They don't have a toothbrush. We give them those types of things until they can get on their feet again.
So you help them get sustainable until so they can sustain themselves again.
Yes.
Very good. What other services do you guys provide here locally? So there's disaster relief.
Yeah,
it spans the whole thing. Is there...
Yeah.
What kind of programming and stuff do you guys do?
Well, the disaster relief is the one that probably people see most in the news, but there are a lot of other programs. We work very closely with the military. As I mentioned before, Clara Barton, starting with, services with the military and helping the troops. That's still a big part of what we do, the armed services programs, where the Red Cross is still a neutral party in times of conflict. Particularly in the Middle East, there's a lot of conflict, and the Red Cross there is still the neutral party that can go in and help people on either side of a conflict because, you know, we're not taking sides.
Right.
So we still have that type of service. We also, if you're serving in the military and your family needs to get a message to you, the Red Cross is the one that does that.
Oh.
So if you have somebody serving in the military.
I know this from personal experience. 1980, I was serving in the Air Force. I was in Germany, and the Red Cross notified me of the passing of my brother. And that led to emergency leave. And by the way, apropos to nothing, Veronica points out that Rodney is handsome and romantic.
Well, thank you.
I don't see it, but, you know, Veronica did. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Red Cross helped your family. That's a perfect example. You know, if someone's serving overseas, it's hard to get a hold of them to let them know that, you know, maybe a family member passed away or, you know, there could be some other type of emergency at home. And when that occurs, the military works closely with the Red Cross. So let's say, you know, somebody passes away and you need to alert your family member that's overseas. They come to the Red Cross. Okay. And they say, this is what's happened. My son is overseas. I have to let him know this. The Red Cross makes contact with the military, gets that message to them, and secures them passage back home for a period of time to help deal with that here locally. So, you know, connecting people as they serve in the military is a big part of what we do. We also have some other programs. There's a courier program where, you know, senior citizens who can't drive any longer, they need to get to a doctor if they don't have a way to get to a doctor.
Oh, I thought that involved Indian food.
So, you know, if you're a senior and you can't drive or for some reason you're just not able to drive, the Red Cross has a program where we can pick you up and drive you to a doctor's appointment. And it's a free service for anybody who legitimately needs to get around for necessary medical reasons. And that's a really cool program, too.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you do blood donation.
We do blood donations. That's right. The blood program came later in the Red Cross history. You know, around the 1940s is when blood donation came into play. And actually, blood donation was created and invented by an African American, which is part of, you know, the diversity of the history of the Red Cross that we really celebrate. So today, blood donation across the country, 44,000 blood transfusions occur every single day in America.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And when you bring that down to the local level, Central Ohio, that's 27 counties around Columbus. The Red Cross supplies blood to 42 hospitals in our community. And those 42 hospitals have an average daily usage of 800 pints of blood every single day right here.
Wow.
In Columbus and Central Ohio. Huge. I mean, think about every single day the Red Cross has to recruit 800 people to give blood. Every single day, regardless of the holiday, regardless of the season, regardless of the weather. It's such a big challenge. But, you know, that's what we're committed to doing.
And we'll be right back with more Radio Outlook.
It's so gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Hi, it's Michael Allwood, and I want you to know we have a great show lined up for the Blue State Diner on Saturday. I'll be talking to former Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner. I'll speak with former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And I'll talk to Cal Penn, who you may know as Kumar from the Harold and Kumar movies. And I'll speak with Jason Alexander, who you certainly know as George Costanza. Yep, it's a busy day in the Blue State Diner Saturday. It's at noon, so be there. An Italian Dream. That's the Florentine, a true Columbus landmark at 907 West Broad Street. Family-owned and operated, the Florentine has proudly served their homemade pasta since 1945. The Florentine is also known for their friendly staff, homemade house Italian dressing, and all-you-can-eat spaghetti night Tuesday through Thursday. Lunch and dinner specials daily, and always plenty of free parking. The Florentine. It's an Italian Dream.
You gotta fight for your right to
run. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
And welcome back to Radio Outlook, great local Babylon talk. That's GLBT Radio right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm Chris Hayes.
And I got nothing.
And we are still joined in the studio with Rodney Wilson, who is communications manager over at the Red Cross here in town. Hello.
Hello. And my good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor, Red Cross is there.
I like that. Maybe that should be our new slogan.
State Farm won't miss it.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about, we were just getting in the blood donation before the Blake.
Yes.
And then we started chatting about...
The Blake?
The Blake. Is that better?
Good thing you're handsome and romantic.
But we were talking, let's talk a little bit about how blood donation cost-wise works and how the funding model is for blood.
Okay. Well, and I talked about earlier how Red Cross services are able to operate based on financial contributions, people that just generally donate money to the Red Cross. That funds all of those other services that we've talked about. Blood services is a separate service of the Red Cross. And it has to be maintained separately because it's regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And that's kind of funny if you think about it, because blood isn't
kind of creepy
food.
If you think about it.
Well, Michael's a vampire, so he's
blood's not food, and but it is considered.
Where's that come from?
What, you're wearing an Avengers T-shirt?
That makes me a vampire.
Well, it's all in the same realm.
It is
sci-fi.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we are next door to the Red Cross here.
On East Broad Street.
And because of that, we have a good measure of security here. Because the NSA, it's the Homeland Security, provides security for the Red Cross here. And it's because of their blood bank that security is so good, because they protect that. And when we had the storms in late June,
mm-hmm,
and the power went out, we had power out for about 20 minutes because they got the power up right away, because we are
way high on the list of priorities for getting power on.
That's true. When you have a storage of blood, that's vital for patient care.
Yeah, you can't let that go bad.
No, mm-hmm. You can't let that go bad.
You get curdled blood, it's not good for anybody.
No, not at all. So anyways, we were talking about funding.
Yeah, so the Red Cross is regulated.
Yeah, but the conversation was kind of hitting a lull, so I thought I would bring something interesting into the conversation. Funding is always dull.
Well, we're getting to a very important point here.
Okay, all right.
It'll get you riled up again.
Okay.
Well, we won't dwell too much on the dull part, but the fact that the blood program is regulated by the FDA is important for a number of reasons. But the blood is considered a drug because it's something that you put into a patient
to help them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To help them medically. So it's considered a drug. And it's regulated by the Food and Drug Administration to make sure that it's safe for a patient. And so the way that the blood services operates financially is different than all the other services. The Red Cross has agreements with hospitals where basically the hospital reimburses the Red Cross for all of the efforts that we put into blood donation. So just to get one blood donation, imagine all of the efforts that there are recruitment efforts, setting up the blood drive, the staffing, the equipment, the storage of the blood, the testing to make sure that it's safe, and then transporting it to the hospital. So for all of those things, the Red Cross incurs costs, and the hospital reimburses us for all of those costs. So when you make a financial contribution to the Red Cross, that's going to fund all those other services of the Red Cross, but it is not going to the blood program. The blood program is separate and works with our agreements with hospitals.
Oh, very good. Do you know what the average cost of a pint of blood is?
I don't. And it really varies dependent on a lot of different factors.
Well, of
course, it's not standard really
right.
anywhere in the country. It really depends on how many staff members you have to send to the blood drives and lots of different.
According to the hospital, $497.
Oh, is that
and that would be different by hospital as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you go to the good hospitals, you get the better blood. And speaking of blood drives, we, for our second year in a row, are hosting our positive protest against the ban against gay men or men who have had sex with men since 1976 from giving blood. Michael, did you know I can't give blood?
I did not know that.
Yes, it is.
But I'm not surprised by it.
Well, why would you not be surprised?
Because people are jerks.
Well, they are. So, since 1976, and this goes back to the AIDS epidemic, and we'll get into a little of the timeline of that here in a second, but...
I remember that.
Yeah. They disallowed any man that's had sex with another man from giving blood. And in today's society, that is an antiquated theory, especially with our modern technology and our testing methods.
So, pre-proven guilty.
Yes, exactly. Well, they could, and this is
no waiting, no muss, no fuss.
Exactly,
you're guilty.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. They clean, wipe it out.
We're not even going to try.
That's what they say.
I saw it on your face the minute I saw you.
Yeah. But this is an FDA rule and not a Red Cross rule, which a lot of people misunderstand. The Red Cross has teamed up with Outlook to do a positive protest against the ban against gay marriage. It's called Brothers in Blood 2. This year it is Thursday, October.
I forgot. Blood is a drug.
Blood is a drug.
That's why FDA is involved.
Yes. Thursday, October 25th, from 1 to 8 p.m. at the Gateway Film Center, we are doing a blood drive. And so we're asking all gay men and or MSMs to recruit their friends and family that can get MSM. We've talked about this every week. It's man that has sex with man.
You talk about it, I don't.
Well, you were staring at our last guest that you were in awe of her beauty. That you just kept. Yeah. Anyways. So, we ask gay men to recruit their friends and to give blood on their behalf, and at the same time sign a pledge that if they could give blood today, they would have, and they would in the future. And the end goal is to show the FDA that we have. Last year we raised 76 pints of blood, I think it was. And it would have been 166, 156 if the people that were allowed to give were allowed to give. So on average, a first-time blood drive is usually about 25 pints, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Close to that.
Yeah, I think that's what Deborah told me. So anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the timeline. Why gay men can't get blood, and maybe a little bit about what other groups are not allowed to get blood.
Okay. You know, this policy, it's called the MSM policy, men who have sex with men. And MSM is generally used in the medical community.
But they're not gay.
Some don't identify as gay.
Yeah, some may not identify as gay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I used to sleep with women that didn't make me straight.
You did?
Yes.
Good for you.
That's what we keep telling you, Michael. Just because you sleep with a man does not mean you're gay.
But anyway, I didn't.
I know. It's fine.
So the actual policy was put in place.
We're making Rodney uncomfortable.
In the early 1980s, the actual policy states that if you are a man that has had sexual contact with another man, even once since 1977, then you are currently not eligible to donate blood.
That is so weird.
It's a controversial policy. It's seen by many to be discriminatory, and the Red Cross is often viewed as, you know, the group that created this policy. It is not a Red Cross policy, and actually the Red Cross doesn't agree with it. But just to give you some background on this policy, again, it started in the early 1980s, and that's when HIV first started to become seen in society. At the time, there were no tests, and the primary group that they were observing HIV in was the MSM population.
Yeah.
The FDA at that time determined to just make the MSM population ineligible to give blood. That, you know, there's no testing. We don't know anything about this disease. So that policy was put into place then. And since that time, there have been advances that really make that policy no longer needed. Around 2006, testing had advanced to the point where we had two tests that we're doing, and we still do those today on every pint of blood that's donated. We have two different tests for HIV. One is for the HIV virus, and one is for the antibody that HIV creates. So two separate ones, and one of them is extremely accurate and very sensitive test. After those tests were put into place in 2006, blood banks requested the FDA to, hey, let's look at this policy again. We have testing now. We know a lot more about this disease.
So what's the roadblock?
Good question. So at that time, around 2006, the FDA did re-review the policy, but they weren't comfortable changing it because they felt like there could still be an accidental or increased risk to patients. So their primary goal is to make sure the patient is safe. I don't think that the FDA intentionally wants to discriminate against anyone. They want to make sure that patients are safe.
Yeah, but if, I mean, the rising population in the African-American community, sure, or the college students, I mean, if you ban them, that would be helter-skelter.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's just another way for the last of us to be repressed in some way. I mean, I understand medically, yes, you can wipe that out, but really, statistically, they should wipe out a whole bunch more, which is but it's ridiculous because of the science today.
But it's easy,
yeah,
to put the label on one particular portion of the population.
Yep.
Meaning you.
That's still politically half accepted in this country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the policy, at this point, the policy that's in place is not what the Red Cross considers fair and consistent with other policies. You know, there are many different groups that are not eligible to give blood for lots of different reasons, and we can talk more about those in a little bit.
Drug users.
But I
would imagine.
You know, intravenous, using intravenous drugs, you know, people who travel in malarial regions or, you know, high-risk behaviors, there are different deferral policies. Most of those policies say that you can't give blood for 12 months.
Where'd you go over the weekend? Ethiopia. I went to Somalia. And I was,
hung out for 3 weeks or 3 months in England. Mad cow disease. You can't give blood if you've been in
my
England.
My teeth got crooked. And my
yeah, do the English give blood then?
They do, you know. I know it's interesting. If you if you're American here, or you know you want to give blood in America, if you've traveled to England for more than 3 consecutive months, and it's during certain years, I don't recall those years exactly, but when mad cow disease was really at the height of, you know, being in the news and it was a big deal at the time. If you traveled to England for more than 3 months, you're ineligible to give blood indefinitely.
Wow.
That means never at this point. So there are other groups that feel discriminated against. My own boss.
England?
Yeah, you're a boss? Yeah,
my
blood.
Well, yeah. I have several bosses. Well, right. But one of them, she's a vegetarian.
You're not the boss of me.
But we'll get right back with more of that after this commercial break.
Who knows
break.
What outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth, the highest quality dental care, and a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.19 a pound. Deli sliced baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, $5.99. And beef chuck roast is just $3.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
You gotta fight for your right to work.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Hi, it's Michael Allwood, and I want you to know we have a great show lined up for the Blue State Diner on Saturday. I'll be talking to former Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner. I'll speak with former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And I'll talk to Cal Penn, who you may know as Kumar from the Harold and Kumar movies. And I'll speak with Jason Alexander, who you certainly know as George Costanza. Yep, it's a busy day in the Blue State Diner Saturday. It's at noon, so be there. Fresh is best, and you won't find fresher than San Filippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at the historic Columbus Produce Market, 4561 East 5th Avenue in Bay 10 between Hamilton and Yearly. It's where you'll find fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, brown Amish eggs, Greek and Italian olive oil, Joseph's gourmet pasta, and much more, including Ohio homegrown produce. So get the freshest of the fresh at San Filippo's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
And welcome back. You're listening to Radio Outlook. That's Great Local Babylon Talk, GLBT Radio, right here in the heart of Central Ohio. I'm still Chris Hayes.
Mike. And I'm still me.
All right. And
Rodney. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. So we were just talking before the break. We were getting into our blood drive coming up and the FDA's ban on MSMs, men that have had sex with men, giving blood, and how the Red Cross is actually opposed to that policy.
That's right. Well, I think, you know, as we talked about before, the advances in modern testing really make a lifetime ban not scientifically or medically warranted. And based on all of the medical evidence and the scientific evidence, in 2007, the American Red Cross joined the two other largest blood banks in America, the American Association of Blood Banks and America's Blood Centers. The three together officially denounced that policy. We said we don't agree with it. It's not scientifically or medically warranted. And we sent a request to the FDA to change it. Unfortunately, the FDA has not changed it. But what I can tell you about the FDA is that they want to make sure that they have all the scientific evidence in place that so when they make a change, they know by with certainty that there will be no increased risk to any patient who receives blood. In 2011, after repeated requests from the blood banking community, the FDA did agree to re-review the policy. And we're actually really excited about the fact that the FDA announced that they were going to launch four separate studies to review that policy. And at the conclusion of those studies, based on the evidence, make another decision on whether it was still warranted or not. We feel that it is not warranted,
yeah.
And we wouldn't support that change if the science didn't support the change.
Right, right.
But the science supports the change. The FDA just has to get there too. I think that change is coming. It's just kind of slow.
Yeah.
But we have seen in the history of looking at the policies that the FDA puts into place that they do change them in time as new evidence comes along. The FDA does change policies, and we've seen a few just in the last year change. Tattoo policies have changed. It used to be you couldn't give blood for a full year after a tattoo. Now there's no deferral for a tattoo. If you get a tattoo in a licensed tattoo parlor, there's no deferral.
That's good.
So they do make these changes when they have the evidence to support it.
What if I get a tattoo in jail?
Well...
That's
nice.
With
that's not a licensed tattoo.
Mom place. With a teardrop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, one thing that the Red Cross wants to make sure that people understand is that this policy it is not a Red Cross policy, and the Red Cross does not discriminate or exclude anyone. You know, as I talked about before. Clara Barton founded the Red Cross as a neutral organization to help anyone in need, and we're still doing that. And we also include anyone. Everyone is needed and welcome.
Yeah.
In the mission of the Red Cross, and for, some people aren't eligible to give blood due to certain policies. But if you can't, you can help in other ways, like with our blood drive. At this blood drive that's coming up, we're asking that people that are affected by this policy attend the blood drive. And sign a form, say, I would have given if you would let me.
Yep.
And that makes a statement.
It does.
If you rat bazards would let me.
I'll do it.
And recruit the family and friends to give in your place. And that way, this becomes a very positive way to still help patients in need and show the FDA, look at all of these blood donations that we could have accepted.
Yeah, and really, because if we ban giving blood, it doesn't do anything but hurt the patient, right? It doesn't,
exactly.
It doesn't hurt the Red Cross. It doesn't hurt the FDA. What it ends up doing is hurting those people that need blood, which could be your friends and family.
Exactly.
And over the course of our lifetime, someone that you know is going to need a blood transfusion.
Yeah. Statistics show that 97% of Americans know someone alive because they received a blood transfusion. So think about who that is in your life. You wouldn't want people to stop giving blood because they are protesting a policy. It only hurts patients. It only hurts the people that we know and care about that need medical care. By recruiting family and friends to give blood in your place now, you're still helping patients.
Yeah.
And still giving a sign to the FDA that you want that policy to change.
What is the most needed blood? Is it still AB negative or whatever?
O negative is the universal blood type, and that's the type that generally we need the most.
Okay.
Because it's so versatile?
It's the universal type. It can go to anybody of any type. So that's the type that's usually used in most emergency situations.
Gotcha. What's the rarest?
AB.
AB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only about 3% of the population have AB. So if you have AB,
are they all gay?
You're
all rare.
Yeah, I don't know if there's been a study done on gay people and their blood type. That would be funny. Or actually, that would be interesting, because what if we were all O negative, or all O?
AB?
Or AB.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Michael Allwood just jumped like there was a ghost in the studio.
Well, there's people in the studio who I don't know.
So, again, our blood drive, and we hope you all come out and participate. Oh, if people want to sign up for the blood drive, there's a couple different ways. You can go to the Facebook event page, which is Brothers in Blood 2, the number 2, which you can find through Outlook Columbus's Facebook page, or just put in Brothers in Blood 2. There's three things that come up for Brothers in Blood, but one is an event page, and that's the one you want to go to, and then you can click on straight to the event to sign up for blood. The website, the general website, is
www.redcrossblood.org. So, you know, there's two different ways to schedule or to RSVP. If you are affected by the policy, you can't donate blood, but we still want you to attend on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
As you're recruiting your family and friends, because right now we only have one person signed up to give blood at the event, we need you to recruit family and friends, and they need to schedule an appointment. They don't have to, but they'll get through quicker if they do.
Yeah, it's much better if you schedule an appointment. It's down to... They keep their appointment times,
yes,
I will say.
So
yes.
To schedule the appointment to actually donate blood, tell people to call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code OUTLOOK.
Yep, and that will take you right to the event page, and you can schedule your time. For more information on this, you can look. There's ads in the paper there. You can go to the Facebook event page. Or go to the page on the Red Cross's website. And do you have anything else? What else is going on? Any parting words? Parting words?
I just hope that a lot of people show up. Regardless of whether you can find a family or friend to donate in your place, come and sign a form.
Yeah, come sign the pledge. Again, it's Thursday, October 25th at the Gateway Film Center on South Campus. For Michael Allwood and myself, Chris Hayes. And for Rodney Wilson, this has been Radio Outlook. We'll see you next week. Love is the drug, got a hook on me. Oh.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to war.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.